Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, Kirsty.
Good Saturday to you, Amy.
Good Saturday to everyone. I think we should all say that on Saturdays. Good Saturday to you, sir.
Why not?
Why not, indeed?
There's things that we're bringing back from old school. Why not bring back Good Saturday?
That's true. We're bringing back puzzles and making stuff from scratch. Jamie Oliver shared a cool bread recipe the other day, and then I thought, dude, does he not know the bakeries are all open?
Well, but they are all open, but everybody's got like stack loads of flowers in their house, so they may as well be making bread with it.
Oh, I wish that was our problem. I have not been able to buy flour for weeks, and I'm such a baker.
But the people but the people who are hoarding flour have got flour to make Jamie's bread recipe.
Can they just drop off a couple of kilos at my door?
Yes, please. Our kids desperately love pancakes.
Yeah, so I just want to make scones this afternoon, and I have to go to the shops and see if I can find flour.
You won't be able to.
Well, I haven't been able to thus far.
I'm going to the shops every day on my daily constitutional, and there is no flour at my local shops. So good luck to you.
Thank you. I will let you know how I go.
But I hope that there is for you. I really do.
Me too, because I really desperately want scones. Just as a sidebar, I'll be doing the one where you put in cream and lemonade. I'm going to try those ones. And then if they're a flop, I will, within a week or two, try the rubbing the butter between your fingers one.
Oh, the lemonade ones work.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, excellent. All right, well, it's Saturday. We are talking about how to declutter and keep your flat surfaces clean while you're in ISO. How are your flat? In fact, I didn't even need to ask, Kirst. Your flat surfaces are perfect, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm practically perfect in every way.
Ah, my Mary name Poppins.
Kirsty Mary Poppins Faruja.
Yes.
Or actually, I'm just married to Mary Poppins.
You are. You're married to Barry Poppins.
Yes.
My flat surfaces are pretty normal, as in they start okay and then I have to intentionally clear them off by the end of the day. One of the reasons we are trying to keep our flat surfaces clean is because we're trying to keep the house clean, and certainly for us, the kitchen bench is where we bring in groceries, and we're trying to not contaminate things that come into the house, and so we're wiping our groceries down, and having a clean bench allows us to be way more hygienic than if there's things all over it that don't belong there.
See, when you say your flat surfaces, I was thinking my stomach is pretty flat.
You are so random. And you're keeping that decluttered, are you?
I'm trying my best to. Mm-hmm. I am doing my utmost to keep it flat. It's actually not flat. Yesterday I was sitting on the couch watching a movie and Emily goes, "What is that, Mummy?" And she was poking my tummy and it was all floppy. And I went, "It's my dummy."
I love that.
It was very funny. It was a very funny moment. Oh,
Elijah used to say to me, "I love your squishy soft bits, Mum." I was like, "Me too, kiddo." Ah, the joy of children.
Yes. Anyway, flat surfaces. Yes. So we are talking about your kitchen bench, your entry hall table, your dining table, your desks, your anything, you know, the top of the entertainment unit, anything that is flat and is easy to put it down instead of putting things away.
Yes.
So I think today is another good episode to put Shannon's song into, actually.
I was just thinking that. I was thinking we should put the call out to people. Like, can someone turn Shannon's song into like a rap? Can someone else turn it into a jazz song? Well, it's kind of already jazzy. Like, I was just thinking we could turn it into like a pop opera. Song, an opera. But I'm not sure if people have that much time on their hands in ISO. Well, but if you, you know, do.
Maybe if they listened to us yesterday and took up a trick, maybe their trick or their skill that they want to learn is rapping.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Opera singing.
Yes, people, so, do it. You'd make me so happy.
Just do it for Amy's entertainment purposes because she's going bored and going out of her mind without decluttering.
Shannon's song is
just do every, in fact, why isn't your life sorry, we're talking over each other because our internet is delayed, so we apologize, people. I think that everybody's life should just revolve around making you happy, Amy.
Oh, I can't see why not. Shannon's song, like, made my month. Like, I literally, Shannon, if you're listening, I went to sleep last night singing it in my head. Like, it's so catchy. I love it. I love it so much. It's not even funny. So
it is going into this episode again. Okay. Yeah, we're putting it in.
Okay, you've made the decision. And then the call out is take the words that Shannon's already written, and we want you to create like a different genre, or see if you can come up with something brand new. Maybe your kids want to write a song and you can just let them play like the musical instruments around the house, just banging and clapping while they sing or something. See what you can come up with.
Here's a saying to use today. Don't put it down, just put it away. To keep decluttered, don't let it lay. Don't put it down, just put it away. For things have homes, a place to be. So put them away, you'll feel so light and so free. Just remember what Amy and Kirsty say. Don't put it down, just put it away. Don't put it down, just put it away. Don't put it down. Just put it away. Just do it now.
In fact, here's what I'm going to, Kirst, can I offer something?
Yes.
For every submission.
I know what you're going to offer.
Every submission, we're going to send you a free copy of my book.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, go for it.
I reckon we do it. So, Shannon, we're going to have to get your address so we can send you a copy. And people, get thinking. Why not? We're coming up with things on the fly, people. We're giving away stuff. We're practically Oprah.
We are.
Practically
Oprah.
I wonder if she can do handstands.
Oprah is coming tomorrow.
Soulful Sunday tomorrow. Yes. All right, flat surfaces. What surface in your house, Kirst, is one you have to keep your eye on the most in order to keep it clear?
My desk.
Okay, tell us about it.
Oh, just because I am not as particular about my desk as other people in my home are about every other flat surface. So
does Simon ever come into your office and tidy it for you?
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, he can't handle it.
Oh my gosh, that's the cutest.
Yep.
That's not the one word reframing. You would have used.
That's a great reframe, Amy. A great reframe.
You want to punch him in the face, and I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when, like, I think the same about some of the things that cow does for you.
I love it. I said to cow this morning, if you don't make me breakfast, I'm going to tickle you till you do. He's like, you just had to ask. I would have made you breakfast. I was like, okay, thanks. I find that our kitchen bench is our trickiest spot because it's a very big bench. Like, it's probably, what do you reckon, Kirst, 2.5 meters long? Maybe 3? It's long.
Yeah, and can I tell you why I think it's a tricky one to keep clean? Because our kitchen bench is not at all tricky to keep clean. We have no problem.
I think I know why. I think
your reason why is because you've got a back to it.
Yes.
So it can be hidden.
I hate that stupid back thing.
Why do you keep it then?
Well, because there's – so without it, the bench doesn't have a lip. And so I'm not quite sure how to get rid of it without leaving an exposed back on the other end that looks really ugly.
Yeah.
So we've thought about it. We've had a look. We've contacted bench makers. We've thought, do we just replace the whole thing? But for lack of desperateness and money, we've just left it. But for people who are wondering, like, so our bench has a little splashbacky thing and then it's got another little ledge. So we've got like 2 spots that you can keep stuff.
Yes. Which is in most people's homes that have the same setup as you, that top bit gets filled and so does behind and so does the bench.
Yes, because you can't see it.
Yes.
Yep.
So when you're in your lounge room, all you can see is the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally clean, isn't it? Clear?
Yeah. Sometimes if we're cleaning the kitchen, I put the fruit bowl up there because I don't want our fruit to get like spray and wipe or stuff on it.
But fruit
but
bowl
generally,
is not, that is not clutter.
No,
that
that's true.
Purpose.
No. So sometimes the kids will put stuff there, but it generally gets put away pretty quickly.
Yes. Whereas when we go into homes, we find keys and money and pegs and envelopes
salt lamps
and letters
and dirty dishes,
junk mail and
screws.
And broken bits of toys.
Yes, broken bits of toys. Yeah, they always live on the
on that
kitchen.
Little ledge.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. They have a home at least.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So one of the tips that we want to give you is that we believe that flat surfaces act like magnets in your home. So a flat surface just tends to attract clutter. But as soon as you put one thing on your flat surface that doesn't belong there, it's permission to put everything on the flat surface that doesn't belong there. So the trick really is to keep it so that nothing extra is on there. Because as soon as you do that, you're creating a habit of a clear space. But as soon as you put down a globe that needs replacing, a piece of mail, one tennis ball and a screw that you don't know where it belongs, that's when everything starts to get attracted to it. And that becomes really overwhelming to declutter because nothing on there has a home.
Yes. Whereas, okay, let's talk about some things that we've just mentioned, like a screw. Where does a screw belong?
In my house, we have a box in the laundry that is, it's just called random screws. That's the label. And any household bits that we don't know where they belong go in there.
Yes. And we have a screw box in our garage too. What about broken bits of toys?
Bin.
Yeah, I say bin. I say to people that, so people often keep them because they want to fix the toy.
Yeah, you never do.
You never, one, you never do. And two, I like to use brokenness as a learning opportunity.
Amen. Yes, talk about that.
To say to our children that we need to respect our things and we need to be careful with our things. And if we're not careful, that's how they break. And if it's broken, it belongs in the bin. And if you want to buy a new one, you need to save up with your own pocket money to replace what you broke when you were being not respectful.
Ah, see, I think it's a learning opportunity, but I would frame it completely differently to that.
Of course you would.
Yeah. So I love it when toys break. So we'll often say to our kids, when they were much littler, like when they were preschool and when they were younger,
when
primary,
they were breaking toys.
Yeah, we would say to them, that is awesome because that toy has given you the full life that it had and now it's time to get rid of that toy. And so we would actually celebrate the breaking of toys because it meant they were being played with and used. And then we would just chuck them out and go, that's cool, that toy did everything it was meant to do. So, you know, we used to celebrate with the kids. Like literally I would go, woohoo, we're throwing a toy in the bin. You guys are amazing. You use this toy. You love this toy. This toy was used for the purpose it was made. And we'd chuck it out. So that was how we kind of framed the broken toys that, you know, as you experience all the time in families.
Yes. I like your reframing.
Thanks.
My reframing is based on my husband's reframing and his way of growing up reframing.
Yes.
Because when we broke toys in our house, I don't remember the consequences.
Yeah, there shouldn't be consequences. Toys get broken. That's the whole point of life.
Yes. Although there is a point where, like, you do, we don't want to teach our kids to be disrespectful with things.
Oh no, you're right, that's true. I wasn't thinking about it from like a naughty perspective.
Yes. Yep. Yes, so if they're just playing with it and it breaks, then yes, that is what it's made for.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not designed to last forever, unless it is something that is designed to last forever, and if that's the case it should be returned because it's under warranty.
nothing lasts forever.
No, but if they're being disrespectful with their toys and being silly with their toys, then yes, that's a learning opportunity too.
Yes. I think when it comes to being in ISO, it can be really difficult to necessarily keep on top of flat surfaces if you feel like you're just constantly, like dishes, if your flat surface is around the sink, you might feel like there's just constantly dishes there, which is what we kind of feel because we are eating, baking, cooking everything from scratch. There's lots of marinating and baking and so lots of dishes being created. So I think we've mentioned it before in our ISO series, but I would recommend that you just run the dishwasher a couple of times a day if you need to, or when you're cooking, have a sink of hot soapy water and clean as you go so you don't feel like your flat surfaces are always covered in dirty dishes.
And the other thing with flat surfaces is you don't need to be on top of it every second of the day. You can just spend 15 minutes at the end of the day putting things back in the homes that they belong to. And then, again, like we've been mentioning, if it doesn't have a home, then you need to find a home for it. So coins that are sitting up the top of the bench, where do they need to live? Do you have a money box somewhere, or can you create a bowl that money goes in, but it actually is... It lives in a cupboard so that it is away. Nothing that we're trying to talk about in ISO is meant to be overwhelming. We're in an overwhelming season as it is. We don't want to continue to add to that. We want to give you freedom from the overwhelm, actually, and that's why we suggest just spending 15 minutes at the end of the day or before dinner, before you have to do the kitchen prep, the food prep, just spend, get the family involved, spend 15 minutes tidying up any flat surfaces. So that means, like, you know, Xbox game covers, the games get put back in the covers and the covers go away, or books that have been lying around get put back in on bedside tables, or they get put back in the bookshelf, or they get put where they belong. Pegs get put back in the laundry basket or in the peg basket, or they get put hung back up outside wherever it is that their home is. So just spending 15 minutes, you know, in fact, while you're listening to this episode, go and spend 15 minutes and tidy up a flat surface and put things back in its home.
That's the best advice we've given for the whole of ISO, actually. While you listen to the ISO episodes, tidy up.
Yeah.
There you go. Like, we could just stop right now.
Okay, bye.
That's brilliant. One of the other things that I would recommend is when you're looking at flat surfaces that perhaps have changed purpose, whether or not you need to have some sort of storage receptacle or a storage solution that you wouldn't have had before. For instance, my kids have desks in their bedrooms. They're usually just used for craft and drawing because we don't do computers and stuff in their bedrooms. But now that they're going to be starting school from home in, what is it, just over a week and a half away, we have had to set up their desks a little bit differently. So I've got them each a magazine holder, which we already had around the house, so I've just repurposed them, and they're able to keep all their school books in there. So rather than being a pile, they're actually able to keep them pretty neat. And we've also got them a pencil box each that can sit on their desk so that all their stationery and things can go in there. Again, just repurposed from around the house, they're just tins. So you might have to look at a space and think, actually, right at this moment, we do need somewhere where we can put that. And so have a look around the house, see what you've got and see what you can repurpose so that things do have a home, even if just temporarily.
Yeah, and even if that means that temporarily something else doesn't have live in that home, like, for instance, the magazines, like the magazine holders, if you had them and one in the bedrooms, you could just put the magazines in the bookcase instead. So it doesn't have, what we're trying to say is that the things that you're repurposing, it doesn't have to be a long-term solution.
Absolutely. Do you know what else, do you know what does have to be a long-term solution?
Tell me.
Gratitude. That was the best segue I've ever done.
I knew. Yeah, yes, like my flat surfaces segue.
We're the best.
So, yes, gratitude is always good for your long-term health. So what are you grateful for on this good Saturday?
On this good Saturday, I am grateful for bamboo products, particularly my bamboo linen. I'm loving how much sleep I'm able to get at the moment. I've got chronic fatigue and it is divine that I don't have to get up and rush off to somewhere. So I'm really embracing that, and it is made 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 times better by the comfort of my bamboo sheets that I just love and adore. And I will never ever go back to cotton sheets in my life.
So we know who to hit up for sponsorship now.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. What about you, Kes? What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for water, for fresh drinking water. I love water. I drink, it's my drink of choice. And I realize what a privilege it is that I can just turn on a tap and get fresh, clean drinking water. And so that's what I'm thankful for today.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a really good one. I am with you on that. I love water so, so much.
Cool. Well, we are looking forward to Soulful Sunday with you tomorrow. If you have any ideas for the podcast to stop us from being even more loonier than we already are, hit us up on our Facebook page. Come over, share your ideas with us over there, and share your song lyrics with us over there too for Don't Put It Down, Put It Away.
Yes, that is the most important thing you can do in ISO, actually. Forget feeding your kids, forget homeschooling, forget even going to work. More important than any of that even more important than learning how to do a handstand is that you write a version of Don't Put It Down, Put It Away and submit it to us. You can email it to us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au or just put it on our Facebook group in our Facebook community. I hope to be sending out lots and lots of books in the next week because you guys get really creative. So we hope you have an amazing, silly Saturday, sparkly Saturday, I don't know. We hope you have an alliterated Saturday and we will see you for Soulful Sunday tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.